Today on Tech Daily, we are travelling in time back to 1993. The internet was still in its infancy and unknown to most of us back then. Of course, we had computers, but email, Wi-Fi, terabyte storage, USB flash memory, LCD monitors, and computer mice that didn't have a rubber ball inside were all foreign concepts. At this point in time, the world had dipped its toes into the digital age, but in that year, Dell Computers also launched in Australia. Now, on the phone to talk about Dell's journey over the past two decades, and maybe even blow out the candles for the birthday, is Jeff Morris from Dell Australia. G'day, Jeff.
G'day, Andy.
What exactly could I buy from Dell back in 1993, and how would I have gone about it?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, you know, the internet was well and truly in its infancy, so you would be calling Dell through a 1-800 number to order a computer. In actual fact, you know, it was 1996 before we actually launched Dell.com, so actually had an internet presence, so you'd be waiting around quite a while before you could actually order online. Back then, you'd been looking at, you know, buying, you know, a 386-based computer. In actual fact, we did actually have laptops back in that time frame as well. We actually launched our first laptop in 89. So what you'd have bought would be, as you said, quite a large desktop computer in the usual color, in beige, complete with, you know, a 14-inch CRT. The product line was very much not as diverse as it is today, where, you know, clearly, you know, users' needs have changed, so we have a multitude of computing devices now, but very much serving the consumer and the business space. But again, for the consumer point of view, at that stage, in terms of pricing, you were more so an enthusiast than a general consumer, if you like.
Yeah, speaking about pricing, I think anyone who may have owned a computer 20 or more years ago would remember that they weren't exactly a cheap item. So how would you say pricing compares today, when you think about what we're getting for our money in terms of the new technology and, of course, the speed difference and processing difference between today's computers and those of 20 years ago?
Well, certainly you're getting a lot more for your dollar, and it's a lot lighter, not in your wallet, but also in your hands, for sure, in terms of weight. But the compute power is certainly gone up, and pricing has certainly, you know, come down extensively. You know, paying $2,000 plus for a PC back then, where today, you know, you can get, you know, quite a reasonable computer well under $1,000. You know, you can get a mobile computer under $1,000 again, which would be well and truly, you know, beyond people's minds that you could get a portable computing device below $1,000.
I'm even just thinking about the first laptop I had was actually around 1999-2000, and it was at the time a $4,500 laptop, which today I think you'd be lucky to, you could probably pick it up brand new for about $400.
Yeah, if you look at 1994, for example, like, you know, we had a laptop, it was called the 325NC, it was a Latitude, and, you know, it weighed 2.9 kilos, it was like 5.8 centimeters thick. You fast forward to today, you know, you got, you know, the XPS 13, which comes in at 0.6 centimeters in thickness, and it's, you know, 1.36 kilos, you know. So they've certainly got a lot lighter. And in terms of compute power, you know, we're talking, you know, multitudes faster in terms of compute power. So we've certainly come a long way, for sure.
Thinking about when Dell sort of went from that just on the phone kind of sales across to the web, you mentioned, was it 1996 that the website presence started up?
Yeah, 1996, Dell.com launched, so that's when we officially launched our, you know, our online presence. And, you know, back then, you know, it started in the US, we were generating, you know, $1 million in sales just 6 months after the site went live. So very quickly, people were quite comfortable shopping online. And then, you know, by 1997, we'd ship 10 million PCs.
And what percentage of sales are now online compared to on the phone?
That's a great question, and yeah, that actually asked my online team. But there's a significant amount of purchasing done online these days. You know, especially in our business space, I think we handle well over half our transactions with our business customers online. True, we've set up their own personal web pages online, but certainly it would be a significant portion on there. I'd have to come and get you the exact number.
That's right. Now, looking around, of course, you can now buy computers, tablet devices, storage, printers, monitors, pretty much everywhere, including other online stores. What is then Dell's point of difference and key to success?
Well, the thing is, we've evolved as well as a company. We're no longer a PC company. So, you know, if you look back then, we were very much a directly focused company. We started off as a PC company. You fast forward today, we're really a technology company, you know, that has, you know, obviously PC is part of our business, but, you know, massive software company, massive capability in terms of building the internet, you know, and server and storage. And you know, on top of that now, you know, we also have, we're omni-channel. So we're in retail with partners like JB Hi-Fi.
Right.
We have, you know, partners in terms of value-added resellers. So, you know, today you can get, you know, a Dell pretty much not just directly from Dell, but in retail or through partners. So, you know, we've grown up as a company, and we've also grown out in terms of our capability and being a, you know, a one-stop shop for building your complete, you know, technology solution.
And from consumers right up to large business.
Exactly. And at that, you know, the product lines have evolved, you know, where you went from having, as I said, a single product line. Now we have, you know, XPS as a brand, Inspiron as a brand. We've got a brand specifically for gaming, you know, where gamers have unique needs. And then we obviously have our corporate brands. We have products for technical people who are, you know, need high-performance workstations to do digital animation on and video. So the actual PC itself has evolved and grown into different categories because people have different needs.
What's really popular at the moment right now from Dell? I mean, you mentioned obviously the XPS notebook range. Is that sort of top of the list?
Yeah, what's happening now, Andy, is there's a big shift to drive to touch with Windows 8. So certainly XPS is very popular. Now the XPS 12, which gives you, you know, all the capabilities of a tablet, but, you know, it's a convertible, so it turns back into a laptop for you. You flip the screen out, and you can use it in a tablet-based mode. So touch is certainly becoming more popular. We've introduced touch into our normal clamshell type notebooks as well, and we think that, you know, touch will continue to bifurcate through all the product lines as Windows 8 continues to grow in the marketplace. So touch is definitely the big thing that people are looking for, especially in a mobile computing platform. And from a desktop point of view, we also see that happening there. Like, we've introduced touch capability into our monitors, so, you know, you can have a touch experience with a desktop computer today as well.
Okay. Now, for anyone, I guess, considering buying a new computer, can you offer any quick tips before they go shopping or handing over their credit card or cash?
Well, you know, there's a phrase in the marketplace called BYOD. I like to think of that as bring your own Dell. But from my point of view, I mean, obviously you got to look, you know, make sure, you know, what's the task you want to do. You know, we always say to customers is, you know, what's the role that you're looking for to do? You know, what applications are you looking to use? You know, where are you going to use it? And then from that, you can really decide then if it's desktop, notebook, even with a notebook, what type of notebook. If you need more performance, then you probably not going to be looking at Ultrabook. You may want another, like a bigger size 14-inch notebook that gives you more connectivity because you're connecting more devices, or you may want to dock it. So look at, you know, what are you going to be using it for? Where are you going to be using it for? Are you going to be highly mobile? And obviously, you know, what's your budget, you know? And I think what you'll find is, you know, there's definitely going to be a PC out there that can meet your needs. We certainly think, you know, in terms of the breadth that we have, you know, we've got the broadest range of desktop notebook computers that can meet people's needs and budget. But I would certainly look at also the operating system. Like, you should invest in Windows 8 now for sure. It's going to be the OS that takes you down the next 3 or 4 years. So, you know, you should, if you can, try and get into touch now so that if you've gone with Windows 8, you're able to really take advantage of that touch experience as your PC moves through its life cycle.
Absolutely. And I'm guessing that plenty more advice at dell.com.au?
Dell, yeah, we can chat online with you through the dell.com portal, or you can call us, so you can click or call in or go see us at JB Hi-Fi, you know, absolutely.
Imagine using the telephone.
hey, the telephone just turned, you know, happy birthday to the telephone. So Alexander Graham Bell had its birthday yesterday, so the telephone, you know, had its birthday yesterday. We're a 20-year anniversary yesterday. Hey, great timing.
Well done. Well, Jeff, thanks for coming on Tech Daily. And, of course, be sure to pass on our birthday wishes to the rest of the Dell Australia team too.
Absolutely. Send you a piece of cake.
Thanks very much. That's Jeff Morris from Dell Australia.